Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Nobody likes a coffee crisp. Everybody loves an Aero bar.
I'll eat a coffee crisp in a pinch.
Like if it's the last chocolate bar?
If someone said, hey, if you eat this coffee crisp, your whole family will be saved. Otherwise, they'll be thrown into a moat full of crocodiles. I'd have to think about it for a second, but ultimately, I'd probably eat the coffee crisp.
Wow, you'd do that for your family?
Yeah, I'd make that sacrifice. Hmm. But I don't think I'd ever be in line at the grocery store reading the National Enquirer and being like, I need a coffee crisp.
I've never bought a coffee crisp. It's my Halloween candy chocolate bar of last resort.
Oh, I can think of worse ones. Well, anything with nuts I wouldn't eat.
Were our microphones on?
What?
I don't want to get sued again.
Oh, jeez.
A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It falls down to half the size, so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my own lawn chair.
Hey, welcome to the Lawn Chair Prophets. I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly sitting right over there.
I'm wearing a toque underneath my headphones today. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell. Are you doing that for style or for warmth?
For warmth. And also, I didn't do my hair today. So it's a disaster.
Are you one of those guys that wears a toque in non-toque season?
No. In fact, I feel like a rookie wearing a toque because my head is so itchy.
Looks weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Hey, coming up today... maybe we'll send you down some new internet rabbit holes. We're
going
to discuss the things we can't stop watching that really have nothing to do with our day-to-day life.
I can't tell you how much time I've wasted falling down various rabbit holes.
Me too. And I sometimes shock myself what I'm watching on YouTube. It's never anything interesting.
No, I'm embarrassed by most of mine.
Hey, and jobs that you just couldn't do. Some people have jobs. You're like, when they tell you what their job is, you're like, boring. Like, I'm sure people think our job is boring, too. But
especially when it's a job that they've gone to school for 8 years.
Yeah.
And you look at it and go, how?
But first, Bryce Kelly broke a heart this week.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
So, Bryce, we've been talking a lot. You bought yourself a new set of wheels, a new whip.
Yeah. A new head turner for the ladies.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got me a new Subaru, so I had to...
Are you getting paid by Subaru? Did we have to mention that?
No, we didn't. But I'm kind of hoping that Subaru hears this, because I'm sure...
If you say Subaru enough...
If I say it often enough, they're going to be like, hey, do you want one of those things to put a bike on behind your car?
Oh.
I'd be like, okay.
And then you'd never put a bike on it, but you at least give the impression... to other people that they'd be like, there's a guy that spends a lot of time outdoors.
Yeah, that guy probably bikes up and down mountains.
I swear to God, a lot of the times you see people with Jeeps with all sorts of crap hanging on. They got a canoe on the roof, a bunch of bikes on the back. They got the spare gas cans. I bet you there's nothing in those gas cans. And then they just drive up and down busy streets to give the impression that they're out there doing stuff. They're not.
Yeah, we know you're not outdoorsy.
Yeah. So anyway, Bryce, you go and you trade in your old car at a dealership for a new car. And the sales guy is like, would you like to have a few moments?
Yeah, it was weird. So I was in the office doing the final bit of paperwork and they parked my old car right against the window.
So you could see it. And it could see you.
And I was sitting right. Yeah, it could see me signing the paperwork. Mm. I'm like, this is awkward. And they're like, oh, so... did you have a hard time saying goodbye to your car? And I was like, no. They're like, oh, some people have some really long, drawn-out goodbyes.
Which is really weird.
Which seems a little strange.
Yeah.
No, I barely even put that thing in park before I got out of it.
I get sentimental about a lot of things. I don't know if that's just my age now, but I get, you know, sometimes I get choked up. I tear up a little bit, but I don't know that I would be like that trading in a car.
No, I think I have a harder time throwing out birthday cards than I do getting rid of a car. The birthday card thing is out of guilt, not out of sentimentality.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, was the salesperson, were they shocked when you're like, no, that's stupid?
I'm pretty sure they're like, this guy's a monster.
Like, what do they do? Does the, does the car salesman put his hand on your shoulder and ask you if you need a few minutes? And then does he pull a curtain and you crunch down by the front fender and whisper to your old car, sort of the same way Owen Wilson whispered to Marley and me?
Yeah, they just leave a box of Kleenex on the hood.
Yeah. I wonder if that's how it goes.
I think so. So they were probably taken aback. I think when I didn't say goodbye to my car, they probably took that as like a sign. Like, you know how they say serial killers are often mean to animals as a kid?
Yeah.
That when you don't say goodbye to your car when you trade it in is probably another red flag.
Yeah, you just got profiled.
Yeah.
Let's grab this one. Hi.
Hey, you guys are talking about trading in old cars.
Yeah, did you have a long goodbye with your old car?
I did not, but my kid did.
Your kid, really?
Yeah, I had the same car his whole life. He's 7. And he had a full-blown emotional attachment to this car. Aww. And I was like, Bryce, I was cold as ice, man. I was like, I'm upgrading, no more manual, no more cranked windows. And, yeah, my kid broke down at the dealership.
Did he go back and did Sarah McLachlan come out of the janitor's closet and play I Will Remember You? And
God, she may as well have. The way he was crying, you would think it was the song that she plays for the SPCA commercials.
Yeah, it's that one. I Will Remember You.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He was, it was emotional wreck for me.
Is he over it now?
Yeah, he's digging the heated seat. So, yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. What's your name?
My name's Cody.
I don't know. That kid, poor kid. On one hand, I feel bad for the kid. On the other hand, it's like everybody else in the dealership is there to celebrate their new vehicle, and now you're bumming them out with your crying?
I feel worse for the mom in that situation. Yeah. Everyone's staring, being like, oh, my God, what did she do to that poor child?
She's a terrible mother.
That's what they're all thinking.
Yeah.
But really, he's just attached to the car.
She's fired up about the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. The heated seats, yeah, neither here nor there. And I never use my heated steering wheel.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Because I've had a heated steering wheel for 4 days now.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably almost worn that thing into the ground.
There's no going back?
No.
I did turn mine on yesterday, though, because we've been talking about this, is that, and I may have summited First World Problem Mountain with this one.
Yeah, this is a champion level one.
I do not use my heated steering wheel, and I complain about my heated steering wheel because there's no button on the dash for it. I have to touch the menu on my dash, swipe 2 times to the left, and then go into a sub-menu. I can't deal with that. Why wouldn't you just put a button on the dash so I don't have to take my glove off and get even colder to turn on my heated steering wheel?
Yep.
But I did turn on my heated steering wheel yesterday, and yours is heated at the 9 and 3.
Mine's on the sides and the bottom. The very top of the wheel is not heated.
Mine's heated all the way around.
Well, must be nice.
I got heat up. I had to check it because I wanted to make sure that mine was heated all the way around. But that is not a selling feature for me. With a brand new car, if the guy's like, hey, heated steering wheel, I'm like, don't care. I will never use it unless there's a button on the steering wheel for it.
Mine is on the steering wheel. No big deal. Shout out Subaru. But I realized it last winter when I would get in my car, if I'm just doing a short run and I didn't have gloves on in the winter, and you touch your steering wheel, and I just thought, there must be a better way.
Yeah.
And I found it, and I love it.
Hey, does yours have cooled seats?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that vehicle I drive now has air-conditioned seats.
Okay, I didn't even know that was a feature.
It's
I do not think I have that.
It's got heat and cooled seats. The cooled seats, it's a weird sensation. You thought the sitting on a warm seat was a weird sensation, because it feels sort of like you peed yourself. I imagine that when you've got the air-conditioned seats on, that's what it feels to pee yourself when you're dead.
That's probably how they should advertise that.
Yeah. Hey, ever wanted that sensation? Ever wanted to know what it feels like with body fluids leaking out of your body after you're dead? Buy this vehicle. No, it's got blue buttons and red buttons. Heat the seat, cool the seat.
Oh, mine only heats. Now Now I'm second guessing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a feature until just now.
This, I got to grab this one right here. Hello?
Just a little thing about saying goodbye to your vehicle.
Yeah,
I'm one of the oil field workers with the big jacked up F-350s.
Mm.
And every time I go to trade them in, they don't give me what I think that they are worth. So I just park them on my fence, and they're just sitting in the backyard collecting rust.
How many jacked up Ford
F-350? Two plus the one that plus my driver plus my wife has her daily driver, so there's actually four of them.
You're that neighbor that has four F-350s in their yard.
Four total.
That's a lot of money. You have a lot of money tied up in Ford 350s.
Well, not really, because they only want to give you $5,000 or $10,000, and I feel like they were put to work and they paid for themselves by working, and that's their retirement.
To just sit in your yard.
Yeah, and someday when I'm rich, then I can do what I want with them. But for now, they'll just sit there on the fence.
Hmm. Okay, what's the newest one you have sitting back there?
06.
I'll give you $12,000 for it.
I got married in that truck, so nope, not that one.
Mm. Okay. See, people do have trouble breaking up with their old vehicle.
They do.
Bryce is just cold-hearted, I guess.
Yeah, he is. Very cold-hearted.
Is that not the most Albertan thing you have ever heard in your life?
I got married in that truck.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, does he mean...
in the cab or the box?
Like, did he actually go through a drive-through chapel and they just sat there?
It's a Ford F-350. Nobody can drive one of those through a drive-through.
Oh, that's a good point.
Remember, I had one last winter for a week when my vehicle was in the shop. The loaner they gave me was a brand new Ford F-350. Shout out to Ford. I'm getting nothing.
Yeah, they're not going to give you anything.
I couldn't even drive that thing through I had to park like a barbarian and go inside the coffee place. I couldn't make the corners in the drive-through in it.
Yeah, that doesn't seem practical. Although apparently you can get married in it.
Yeah, it's big enough for that.
Married in your truck.
Do you think my $12,000 offer was out of line? For a 2006, I think maybe he should have taken that money.
I thought he was going to take it, hence the long pause, and then... when he shut you down, I was kind of surprised. But then I was also wondering if he said yes, if you'd actually pony up.
Hmm. Ooh, listen to this. This has nothing to do with vehicles, but being sentimental. Garn, my parents sold the house that me and my siblings all grew up in. We were all an absolute mess when it was time to leave. That's the only time I have ever seen my dad cry. My mom told me recently that about 3 years ago, they drove by. The new owner was in the yard. My dad stopped and asked if he could come inside to see it. The new owner told him to go F himself and said he was going to call the cops. Harsh. My dad has never told that story. He was really hurt. Wow, that's quite an escalation. Like a friendly, hey neighbor, you used to live in this, and then to go F yourself?
Yeah, you're going from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Yeah.
I get the hesitation, like if someone came up to me while I was mowing my lawn being like, hey, I used to live here, let me inside.
Eh.
I'd be like, no, I don't feel like you robbing me or eyeballing how you're going to murder me is what I want today. But
I would make polite small talk.
But I wouldn't tell them to go F themselves.
Somebody else texted and said, I think the rest of that story is the new owner had a grow up in the basement, or worse, they're torturing some poor soul that they've kidnapped and he doesn't want anyone coming in the home. Well, why else would you escalate from a kind, friendly hello and encounter to a bleep out of here, I'm calling the cops? Huh. I've listened to enough true crime podcasts now that I know for a fact the guy is keeping a hostage in the basement.
Oh, absolutely.
This has all the red flags, all the tells.
It's clear as day to me. I would like to be the operator at 911, though, when that call comes in. Calls the police because the nice old man wanted to see his old house.
Somebody else said, I wouldn't let a random dude into my house either. Probably some J.A. casing the joint.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's fine for you to say, no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
But to immediately go right to, get out of here, I'll call the cops.
I was the homeowner in a similar situation. I was unloading groceries in my driveway when a lady came up to me and said she lived in the house 20 years ago and heard I did a bunch of work she wanted to see. So because my door was already open for groceries, I took her inside. Super awkward.
How did she hear you did a bunch of work?
Oh, I don't know. I've creeped on my old house on the internet, like in my old neighborhood. The old neighbors would be like, oh, your house is for sale again. I'll look it up and I'll take a look at the pictures.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. And even if it was an open house, mm-hmm. you popped in, nothing wrong there. To go knock and ask is weird. I've never done that. I've driven by old houses.
This is, okay, so this same message goes on. She then went on to chastise me for cutting down the collection of 25-foot fir trees. And they needed to be cut down because they were dead. Not picking up on my annoyance, she then tried to go into my backyard. I had to tell her to leave. Wow.
Ooh.
The takeaway here, don't let weirdos into your house.
Yeah, stop asking people to go see it.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect... If you come up to the right person, the most gullible person in the world who's standing in their yard, and you go, I used to live in that house 15 years ago. Can I see it? You don't have to have lived in that house. They just let you in, and next thing you know, you're getting murdered.
Yeah, that's how you end up on the side of a milk carton.
Yeah.
By letting people who used to live there come check it out.
Okay, so stop doing that.
Yeah, that's how you catch a case of the dead.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
Jobs you just couldn't do. This is... I got to be delicate here. The people who live next door to me are probably the greatest neighbors I've ever had. I'll say that.
Okay.
They're really good. They got a couple of nice little girls. They're just good people. They're good neighbors to have right next door. But she's an accountant, and she recently... See, now you're going to tell her that I was talking about this. I shouldn't have gone into so many details. Somebody's going to phone her and go, hey, does your next door neighbor do a podcast? He was talking about you.
No, this is fine. You've addressed the fact that they're lovely people.
And they really are. I hope they never move. Like, I hope they... move on in their life. Like, I hope they continue
like
to grow.
They die?
No, I hope they continue to grow as human beings.
Oh,
and
okay. That's much brighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, she was recently at a conference, an accounting conference in Montreal, and she was posting pictures on social media from the conference room about like, oh my God, this is so exciting. So-and-so is here to talk about depreciated assets. And I'm like, wow, I could not do that job. I could not attend that conference.
No, we have very different ideas of what makes a fun time.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm glad that there are people who count, who do accounting. And, I'm having a coffee delivered to me. Hang on a second, Bryce.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Hand-delivered hot coffee.
Power move?
I didn't get... ask for an order. I mean, I don't drink coffee, but still.
I said double cream. That's single cream. Anyway, I'm glad there are people that do accounting. I am. But there are some jobs that I just don't understand how people do them.
No, I don't. I'm with you on that. If you plunk me down in the middle of an accounting conference, it would be akin to torture.
Mm.
It would be like if you gave me the, I murdered someone. They're like, you can go to prison or be stuck in this accounting conference for four straight days, I would probably choose prison.
Really? You could beat the charge.
I could get ripped and yoked in prison.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're not going to get ripped and yoked at an accounting conference.
No, I'll just be bored to death.
See, my understanding of conferences for work is so different than, you know, we've been to conferences where you sit in a boardroom, not a boardroom, like a conference room in a hotel, and Slash comes in and talks for 30 minutes or, you know, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I was at a thing in May and Dave Grohl interviewed his mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this chair's uncomfortable, but at least I'm entertained.
Yeah. At least that guy who was once in Nirvana is talking to his mom.
Yeah. I mean, it's no depreciating asset management, but
no.
It was entertaining to me.
The other one I can always think of that, I think about this almost every single day of the year. I drive by a carpet store every day on my way to work. And I mean, buying carpet in the dead of winter, sure, that's fine because you don't really have much else going on. But can you imagine selling carpet in the middle of July when it's like 33 degrees Celsius outside? Everybody's near a body of water and you're selling, you know, shag carpet or worse, linoleum. I can't imagine working in a flooring store. That would be a job I could not do.
Yeah, I don't want to spend my Saturdays selling under padding.
Yeah.
Oh, that squishy thing that no one even sees? Cool.
Yeah, yeah, you buy the really expensive stuff, which is unreasonably expensive, by the way. And you don't think you're going to notice it, but you do notice.
Yeah, carpet salesman, that's a tough swing. Mm-hmm. For me, any kind of doctor work.
Oh.
Being any kind of medical professional is not. I couldn't find biology of the human anatomy less interesting.
Also, you'd have terrible bedside manner. Terrible.
Yeah.
Because the patient would be like, oh, doctor, I'm dying. I have the cancer. I have the black lung or whatever. And you'd be like, my car wouldn't start this morning. You'd always be trying to steal the spotlight.
Yeah, well, I have a headache, so why don't you just shut it?
Yeah, you're going to be fine because you're going to be dead in 4 weeks. Dark turn.
Yeah, but no. Being a medical doctor, because the 8 years of schooling would do me in. And then when you think of, I don't know, being a dermatologist, you go through all this schooling. You know way too much about the human skin,
yeah,
which is weird to me. But then you spend your days, people just shoving things in your face being, is this a wart? Is this...
leprosy?
Is this is this cancerous? You spend your days looking at people's moles and warts. And I'm like, I'm glad there are people that do that.
Yeah, I know. But is there a... I mean, when you're going to med school and it's, I don't know, your final year and they're like, okay, you got to pick something to specialize in. Who puts up their hand and goes, butts, I want to do butts.
Proctology, that's for me.
I want to do butts and wangs.
Butt and wang doctor.
Yeah.
Even like foot doctor.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. And I mean, I've had issues where I've had to go to a foot doctor and have them look at my foot.
Did you go home and scrub your foot first before you went?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you go straight from the gym?
No.
Oh.
No, no, you make sure your foot's clean, your nails are clipped.
It's like you go home and brush your teeth before you go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, this will get rid of all that plaque.
Yeah, they can see right through
it. Dentist is another one.
Yeah, who chooses to do that?
Like, can I work inside disgusting human jaws all day?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can I pull some stuff out of that jaw?
Like, I am glad people are willing to do that. I couldn't do it. And the idea of sitting in a conference room and listening to the latest in... I don't know, suction technology for the new things to keep people from spit overflowing in their mouths. That sounds like a bad time.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
See, it's different. Like if you have a thoroughly disgusting job, and I don't want to give examples because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, but you're a doctor. You went to school for probably 8 or 9 years to do a disgusting job.
Mm.
Like you knew what was coming. Like 8 or 9 years down the road, you knew you were looking ahead. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to be looking inside butts one day. Like you knew that was coming.
Yeah. You don't go to doctor school. And then on the last day, they're like, oh, and you're going to be working on butts. And you're like, oh,
I got butts.
I got butts. No, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. What is the good doctor, though? Like a family physician, you're going to be seeing everything.
What's the one that stops people in their tracks? Neurosurgeon.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
The brain doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. When people hear you're a neurosurgeon, they're like, whoa.
Whoa.
This guy's next level brilliant.
Yeah, suddenly he's got the attention of the entire room.
Yeah.
But you know that that guy also has to operate the saw that cuts into...
Yeah, that guy's wrist deep in brains all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you exist, but at the same time, couldn't do that.
No.
Although I had the marks.
What about the guy who wants to be the coroner, the autopsy guy?
Ooh, yeah. Here's one for you, Bryce. Autopsy guy or accountant?
Ooh, I'd probably pick autopsy guy. Patients don't talk back to you, which is nice. Good hours.
I don't think the cool hours are good. No.
Cool environment to work in?
Yeah,
like
no.
Literally a cool environment?
Yeah.
I'd probably pick a dead guy doctor.
Dead guy doctor.
I think that's what they're called, dead guy doctors. And then the last one, I think most people could agree with the one I also couldn't do, being a professional mover.
Oh, my God. I hate moving myself.
Yeah. I've moved myself enough to know that I hate every aspect of it. So to do it professionally, a Monday to Friday type deal. How many times do they roll up to a house, one that isn't ready to be moved?
That's the worst. Have you ever been asked by a friend, hey, can you help me move on Saturday? And you show up there and they haven't even packed yet?
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell? No, thank you.
No.
Now imagine you're getting paid for this.
Now see, like I would pay for a mover, but I don't want to be that person. So I'd have everything packed and by the door.
Yeah, so I don't have to spend my day with the movers.
Yeah, so I've already moved everything most of the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I couldn't be a mover. And then, well, also, how many times do they show up to a house and all of a sudden they're like, oh, by the way, piano in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, in a hide-a-bed.
And a treadmill. Ugh, moving for a living. Hard pass.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
Bryce.
Yes.
Do you spend a lot of time down at the internet?
I've been known to surf the international, or I've been known to surf the web from time to time.
The international web? Yeah, the regional worldwide web. The regional web.
The local web.
Yeah.
No, I've been known to surf the web now and again.
And it's funny what, so like between you and I, we, for some reason, my Facebook feed in the past 6 months has become fantastic. With the suggested, the videos that yeah. they suggest that I watch, they nail it almost every single time. For a while there, I was getting nonstop puppy videos, and I don't know where they ever thought, oh, here's a guy who wants to watch a puppy video. That's not me. I did watch a lot of them. But then suddenly I started getting these, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, the live edge epoxy table.
Yeah, these Facebook videos, the guy's making little coffee tables with epoxy and wood and metal and guys refinishing old tools.
I watched a 7-minute video 2 weeks ago of a guy restoring a nail, like a nail that you would pound into a fence. He restored a nail and I watched the whole thing. Ooh, now he's giving it an acid bath. Oh, is he buffing it? How's he going to straighten? He straightened it.
Yeah. I watched a big long one of a guy taking a rusty old vise.
Oh, and I saw that one too.
And getting rid of the rust and repainting it and doing all that jazz. And then you sit there and you're like, Jesus, that was 8 minutes of my life. But I can't stop.
Yeah.
I keep falling down these rabbit holes. That's what the cool kids call them.
Did you get the one I sent you the other night through Facebook of the guy who took a sheet of plywood, like a 4x8 foot sheet of plywood, and he turned it into a ball?
Yeah. That was interesting because I didn't know how he was going to do it.
Yeah. No way he's going to pull this off. And guess what? He does.
That thing's hollow. I wonder if how durable it is.
Probably not very. And it would probably break your wrists if somebody set it to you, like volleyball style. Yeah. But it's spectacular what these, like, the other one that I can't stop watching is drumline videos. This is exactly what you think it is, like from a marching band, just the percussion section. And the precision which they play with is breathtaking. Watch some drumline videos, Bryce. And not that cheeseball movie about drumlines that came out in the 90s or maybe the early 2000s.
I do remember that film.
Yeah. It's not a film. It's a movie.
I haven't seen any drumline videos on Facebook. I have seen ones of like marching bands and the formations they make.
Oh, I like those too.
Those are pretty solid.
Yeah.
There's a video, a time-lapse video of you putting a pool in your backyard.
You're guaranteed to watch it.
I'll sit and watch that.
Did you get that one I sent you?
The plywood one?
No, I sent you a pool one too, I thought. Maybe I just enjoyed that one on my own. But yeah, time-lapse video of somebody putting a pool in their yard. I thought, what has happened to me?
What? the number of videos. Like, I worry because I spend a lot of time here in this building watching these things. And sooner or later, some authority figure is going to be standing right behind me looking over my shoulder and watching me.
Wow, so that's how they make a bowling ball, huh?
Or, yeah, things being cut by a water jet.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
The guy cuts a camera in half.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch all of this.
I sensed yesterday when we were talking about this topic in my office, I sensed that you were not on board with the clogging videos I was showing you.
No, I think...
That's another one I enjoy, clogging.
That one's unique to you. Like, yeah, clogging videos from the 40s.
Yeah, they're spectacular. Look at the good time those people are having. They're just dancing without moving their arms.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of the Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.